in a derby, it's all about on the night and who wants it the most. And obviously, the squad's ability and the players' ability comes into play as well. Because you look at the results over the years, and St Harps have only managed to muster up three league victories over Derry since, you know, since they went back into senior football in 1985. But you know, they're very, you know, they're very feisty affairs, and you know, the start that Derry City have had this year, it's been a good start under new management. Van Harp's start's been, it's been frustrating, it's been difficult, but it's a game tonight where, you know, that I think Harps, they shouldn't need any motivation, but if they're mentally ready for the challenge that lies ahead of them, I believe that they can get something out of the game.
Harps, of course, still don't have that first league one. If it was to come tonight, it would be a huge shot in the arm for them heading into a busy period, so it would.
It would indeed, Ashton, but, you know, the results that Finn Harps have had this year, I think, performance-wise, the performances have been quite good, especially the home performances. You know, it took an 85th-minute goal from Shamrock Rovers to beat them at Finn Park. They lost in a 7-goal thriller by the odd goal against Cork City. And then one of their you know, the best point that they've had this season has obviously been the home draw that they've had against Dundalk. So their home form has been good, and, you know, you take the results out of it, but the home form has been good. They've been playing decent football. And, you know, it's a new Derry team, Ashton, as well. And, you know, at the start of the season, I think a lot of people maybe thought that physically Derry might struggle in the league. But, you know, they've answered whatever critics have had at the start of the season with the form that they've shown. And they've shown that physically they've been more than a match for the teams they've played. But I do believe that if Finn Harps were to get a result tonight, and it's certainly within their capabilities, that it could kickstart their season for them.
You believe they can cause Derry problems if they are going to get the goals, and it is going to come tonight at one. How do you see it coming about? Where can they trouble Derry, and where can they find the solution to the one?
Well, I think Van Harps, I think they're very strong on set plays. You know, they obviously do an awful lot of work at set plays, and not, you know, the threat of Keith Cowan coming up as well is a big advantage for them. But they've got to defend, Ashton. You know, they've got to, which they do very well anyway, but their shape has to be right. Every player from 1 to 11 or 1 to 14, 15, whatever they're going to use, has to be prepared to go and put in the shift and keep their shape, and don't be breaking any chains that are in the units that are on the pitch. And, you know, if they can do that and stay in the game as long as they can, and, you know, traditionally they don't probably create as much from play as what Ollie Horgan would like, but certainly from set plays, they've good deliveries from Critaro, and if Tony McNamee plays as well, he's got an excellent delivery, but he's got a huge long throw on him as well, which they could use to their advantage. So I think, you know, Finn Harps are going to have to stay in the game as long as possible, and then hopefully maybe from their point of view try and get something up set plays.